level. Get any calls?
Yeah, but I didn't get it. I just let it ring. And I was just so tired. I hit the silence on it, and I didn't hear it ding. They left a message. I ain't got it yet.
Hey, so when was that?
That was about 12:30.
They'll be all right.
Took another all-nighter.
On that, no doubt. You ever met?
The other day, and then I called him on the phone, talked to him for a little bit, but I hadn't heard him this week.
If Mark was going to come over tonight?
Yeah, they're coming over.
Not tonight, not that I know of. That side by side on Saturday, is that what we're doing?
That's, I mean, what you doing tomorrow?
I guess either tomorrow or Saturday. I kept cut my grass. I got my new blades in, so I got to put them on. One of the 2 days, I got to get stuff ready for Sunday. But I guess it really don't matter which one. Rebecca's got to work tomorrow night, so she has to leave probably about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Dogs and cats get shot probably 2 o'clock tomorrow sometime.
Check with Rebecca to see if there's anything I'm supposed to be doing tomorrow morning. I mean, we could possibly just do that tomorrow morning, get it knocked out. But I'll find out for sure today.
Good.
Get a gallon of antifreeze from the shop today. Old John Lovell gave away that Humvee.
Well, I didn't see it. I was, I saw the video where they announced they were going to do that. But it was about, I think it was like $70 or something to join that thing. Put your name in for it. And I didn't have the money.
I think they announced the winner last night. I'm pretty sure they did. That'd be fun. That'd be neat. Plow around in one of them.
I don't know if I could afford it, dude. Sit with everybody. You got the money. You can't hide it. We know you got the money. The Prius away with a minigun on it. I might could take that one.
Yeah, we're talking. KK4POT.
Hey, did you ever see that video?
M4NAP.
Good morning.
Kicking this morning.
And how about you?
Can't complain sitting here in the driveway with a cup of coffee and aggravating you two.
Got nothing else to do.
The thing I'll do all day.
See ya.
Finished up early here lately?
They get done real early, and sometimes here lately I've been getting done late, like yesterday. I didn't get done till 6:30 or so.
Are
so good, can't complain.
Any of your diet or anything?
Anything in the diet or anything, but they talking about putting me on that injection you get once every 2 weeks for cholesterol. They talking about putting me on that.
Down, Tim, to 3 cheddar bow biscuits a morning.
Lick the wrapper.
Got me hungry.
Still lick the wrapper.
That's a given. Always do that.
Anything planned with your family on Saturday?
I heard their plans as of yet. I don't even know what the young'un's gonna do. I hadn't really heard anybody say. If we do anything, we'll probably go over to the youngest one's house and play in the swimming pool. I let them play in the pool. I just sit on the front porch and rock.
How's Kennedy doing?
Fine. He gets to take the boot off for good on the 15th.
You be excited about that? The
doctor told him he could take it off and get the pool, so the way the doctor talked, everything's healed up, everything's fine, but this is just precautionary. Boys.
Just fine. They're a handful and a mess, but they're doing good. We went over to our neighbor's last night, picked a whole mess of blueberries. I didn't plant any blueberries at the house this year. I should have, but I didn't. And they got a whole mess of them, so we went over there, and them boys just picked and picked and picked and picked and picked. So they'll be eating and eating and eating and eating today.
Good for you. It's a real good antitoxin.
It's a rare occasion that you open up the fridge and there's no blueberries in there, so we had just run out, and so we went and got them yesterday, so that worked out good. And yeah, they're doing good. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here, let you guys catch up. Ed, it was good to hear you today. I missed talking with you there in the morning, so it's good to hear you. Hope you have a fantastic day. And 7-3s to you. Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
Tim, glad you made it in safe. Hopefully I can catch you in the morning. So 7-3s to you, and be careful.
KK4 and XZ.
I plan for the 4th.
My daughter and son-in-law from Lawrence, they're going to come up and spend the night with us Saturday night. I think, well, they're going to come up Saturday and stay with us, and then we'll all go to church together, which they go to church with us anyway. But we'll all ride together there Sunday. And then tomorrow I'm off. We're shut down tomorrow. I think Tim's talking about coming over in the morning and putting a thermostat in that boiler we got. So we're going to try that. And then I got to take the dogs in to picking to get their shot to that cat. That cat, that'll be a trick right there, because he's great at the house, but you put him in a cat cage or one of them boxes, that dude is like a wild animal.
Because he knows what's coming up.
Shepherd of mine, shots don't bother him. He's well behaved with yappy dogs all over the place. He's no issue, but two dogs are fine. But that cat, there's going to be some scratching going on.
Wildcats, as I call them, they're on the porch eating. They met me at the truck when I pulled in. So I guess I need to catch them and get them their shots, but I can get my hands on one, but I can't touch the other one.
Hog think about that.
You can't stand them.
He just likes to chase.
As soon as she goes through the door and they on the porch, the chase is on, believe me. And they run and they climb up that tree and get up on the roof, and they just sort of lean over the edge and look at her like, ha ha, missed again.
Dog run.
Her in the house, the only time I let her out is when she was on a potty break. Now, I'll let her out for a little while if I'm outside and let her run loose, but I keep an eye on her because I've had one guy try to steal her 3 different times out of the yard.
I'd be afraid to have her out there by that road.
Down to the road if I walk down there, but as far as going by herself, she won't go. She'll go about halfway or just a little over halfway, and that's it. But this guy, he done come up in the yard and was going to try to catch her. and stuff, and Cody just had to pull up, and he chest bounced him all the way across the yard and across the highway back to his truck.
Wow, that's pretty brazen.
But that group, I know him and his brother, and they don't have a lick of sense. If they see something they want, they'll steal it in a heartbeat. But see, what they do is they steal dogs over here, make fake papers, and take them over and sell them at that big dog auction over in Georgia.
For work, just a regular job, boys ought to stick to just earning a living.
Hey, Friday. That part is, that's how their mama raised them.
In the book of Amos in the Old Testament, man, that's one of the things God judged Israel for was gaining money by stealing it, you know, crude business practices and ripping people off.
Well, I don't mind earning my money as long as it's legally made, and I will not rip nobody off. I'll wind up giving up and taking the loss before I take away from somebody else.
Matt, we try to do that as a business. I mean, if I think it's Psalm 114, I think 112 or 114, where it says the righteous will do what's right even to their own hurt.
We found out that you may not have it now, but you'll get it later. Oh, how much money I've let people borrow, and I've never seen it back. But I don't care. If they needed it that bad, they don't have to worry about paying me back.
To have a policy not to lose money, if you got it to give, give it if you're willing. But if, you know, don't loan it. Don't give somebody something you gotta have. Likelihood of you getting it back sometimes pretty slim. I learned that the hard way. But so I just made a policy. If I could live without it, I don't mind helping someone out.
I can remember when I was sergeant on third shift, I had one officer, he had a family, and I was working two side jobs plus that job. And he was on a working policing job, and he didn't have money a lot of times for breakfast. And I'd just go ahead and either buy his breakfast or just give him the money and tell him to go get something to eat.
Do that with somebody that comes through the shop. But those times are few, far between, but we have helped people out.
Hey, I'm bad about walking up the table where there's some troopers or deputies or whatever eating lunch, and I just sort of nonchalantly while I'm talking to them, steal their bill and go pay it.
Doing that.
Hey, I remember what it was like. I can remember the police officer with two little boys. They were about 6 months old when I started. I didn't have two pennies to rub together, but we made it.
Up in the Paul's down there.
Open, and of course they're going to be closed tomorrow through the 12th for the 4th of July. But yeah, they're open. They're serving breakfast at 6, starting at 6, and staying open to 9 at night.
Wasn't that a little touch and go there?
They first started out just doing lunch, and everybody found out he was open, and all the regular customers just piled in there. He was able to get enough, I guess, working capital and open up for breakfast. And I tell you, you can't, lunch and dinner, you can't stir them on a stick in there.
Or were they able to keep all their regular employees?
kept all his regular employees. He didn't have no problem retaining them because they watched him grow up. So I knew they'd be back. They'll have to come over and we'll have to treat her to pose.
I grew up on stuff like that, that type of restaurant. My parents, wow, we ate out all the time, dude. And when we went on trips, we stopped at truck stops that had restaurants kind of like the Iron Skillet. I don't know if you ever eat at an Iron Skillet. That's the style, the atmosphere, and the menu that I grew up on.
Okay, about 9 times out of 10, you go in there at dinner time or at lunchtime, it's the same one. It's just like going home and eating dinner.
Parents said you could eat out cheaper because they always got they'd look for discounts and coupons and all different stuff, but of course they didn't eat a bunch of food anyway. They just picked through some eggs and toast. Or whatever meal it was, it wasn't they weren't big eaters, but I certainly remember eating 2 egg grits, 3 pancakes, and a thing of toast. My grandfather used to take me out for breakfast every morning when I stayed with him during the summer. Me and him was buddies, kind of like you and Ethan. And those are good memories.
I can remember, well, when I first started dating the better half, we used to go to a restaurant in Seneca called Blue Flame. A friend of mine's brother-in-law and sister owned it and ran it. I was working for her daddy making $25 a week. I could fill up my car, take us out to dinner, and pay on her diamond ring and still have money left over.
You couldn't do that. It'd cost you $25 to fill your car up now.
My truck above half a tank all the time. I'll run it down to half a tank and I'll fill it back up. And it cost me exactly $20 to fill it up.
Stay on my Prius. I let it get down to about 3 or 4 gallons in the tank, and I'll spill it up, and it costs me about $7. Well, $7 to $9.
Keep it in, will you?
Fun of a lot for having this, because I'm kind of in a manly man world. But I tell them, I say, I'll drive anything you want me to if you're paying the fuel bill.
Nice way. I'm impressed with this little old truck. It's got over 265,000 miles on it, and I still get 16.5 miles to a gallon on the route. I still get 24 in town, and I still get 32 or better on the road. Right? I get better if I don't have the air conditioning on, but average 32 on the interstate. I can't say anything bad about this truck.
Have you had it since it was new?
Had 12 miles on it when I pulled off the lot.
Wow, that's been a good one.
He's been well worth every dime I paid for, and she's made me a lot of money, too. The carrier that has a Prius, and he uses it on the route. And he wouldn't have anything else. Of course, when a battery goes bad, he just changes to bad cell and goes on to KM4 and AP Friday.
That's sweet. Now, I got a 2000 Ford F-250 with that 7.3 power stroke in it, that diesel. I've never had any issue with it. And I love to drive that thing. That thing's comfortable. But I can't afford to run it back and forth to work. The only time I use it is if I'm going to the dump and got a bunch of stuff to take, or I'm getting materials or hauling my tractor, I normally, I just can't afford to run that thing up and down the road.
It's a little expensive, but at one time I thought I'd like to have a diesel engine truck, but after having this little truck, I'll stick with this little truck until she can't do no more, and then I'll have her rebuilt and keep on going. My daughter-in-law's trike can come over and visit and let you take Miss Shelley for a ride on it. Remember that?
Car on it?
Car on it. It got two big wheels in the back and a big old queen seat with the headrest and the armrest and all padded armrest and all that other good stuff and intercom system, the whole nine yards.
Wow, and whose is that?
My daughter-in-law, Portia's. She went and bought it. My oldest boy's wife. Now, he's got a Harley Road King, so she wanted a motorcycle of her own. She said, didn't want two wheels. She said, I wanted three.
Who makes that one?
It's made by Harley. But Honda makes some. Oh, Lord. You go in there and look at some of them, they're $50,000,
$60,000. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, we can almost get a good pickup truck for that nowadays. I don't see how people afford a branded vehicle. I just, you know, it's just crazy.
I hadn't bought so many vehicles from the dealership that I got this truck from. I probably couldn't afford this truck when I got it. They gave me a deal I'd have been an idiot to walk away from.
You messed up if I had to buy another vehicle. Of course, I'd buy something used, probably something 2010 or a little bit earlier. But, I couldn't afford a new one.
First thing they done, they looked at me and said, you want that truck? And I said, yeah. I said, but you're going to have to come down a little bit. Manager looked and he said, that's vehicle number 6 for you, right? And I said, yes, sir. He said, hang on a minute. He come back. They dropped it $12,000.
Did like you, didn't he?
I had bought, this truck was number 6. We bought a total of 8 vehicles from them, counting the 2 that Carol bought. And I have sent probably 5 or 6 people down there over the years that have bought from them. So they take good care of me.
Good deal. Well, Ed, I appreciate you talking to me, and I hope you've enjoyed that cup of coffee and the little bit of conversation that you've had. I am destinating my friends, and I'm going to have to start this day, and we'll see what happens. I hope that you have a good day. 7-3, see you. Enjoy your coffee, get some rest. Don't let your dog catch him cat, which I'm sure he couldn't. But we'll yak at you, and I hope you have a good holiday. Have a good 4th. Hopefully we'll catch you. I'm off on Monday. I won't be back till Wednesday.
Made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and don't strain yourself so you ruin the weekend. Enjoy the weekend with the family. Tell everybody I said hello, and give all the grandbabies a hug for me. And hopefully I'll catch you Wednesday morning. So KK4NXC, KM4NAP, I am sending 7-3 to you, my good friend.
Period. KK4NXC, please.